An historic trial begins today in Guatemala. For the first time ever, a former head of state faces the charge of genocide in his own country's court system. Jill Replogle from our Fronteras desk reports the case is being closely watched in Guatemala and here in the U.S.
More than 200,000 people were killed or disappeared in Guatemala's 36-year-long civil war. It was one of the bloodiest and most vicious of modern times. But one period was especially brutal, the one in which General Efraín Ríos Montt was in charge. As he sought to squash a leftist uprising, thousands of Guatemalans were raped, tortured, and slaughtered by the army he commanded. In this scene from the documentary, When the Mountains Tremble, filmed in 1982, indigenous Mayan women dressed in hand-woven blouses wail as they look upon a line of corpses, victims of a recent massacre in their remote village.
I mean, I've seen brutality and had to analyze it through these cases in many places in Latin America and other regions.
Almudena Bernabeu is a Spanish lawyer at the Center for Justice and Accountability based in San Francisco. She's part of the legal team that's been working for 13 years to bring former President Ríos Montt to trial.
What happened in Guatemala is very specific in the intensity, the premeditation.
A UN Truth Commission after the war documented more than 600 massacres carried out by the Guatemalan army and its proxies. In some Mayan territories, up to 90% of villages were destroyed. A group of survivors and human rights organizations first filed genocide charges against Ríos Montt in Spain, but for years he evaded extradition. In 2007, he won a seat in the Guatemalan Congress, and Guatemalan courts ruled his public office granted him immunity from prosecution.
They didn't want to touch him. Nobody wanted to touch the general.
Until recently, that is. Ríos Montt's term in Congress ended in January 2012. 2 weeks later, he was indicted for genocide in his home country. Bernabeu says a lot of things came together to change the aging dictator's fate. An intrepid attorney general, international pressure, and mounting evidence in the form of mass graves and secret army plans. Plus, she says, survivors of the genocide have been dogged.
Guatemalan are quiet, never in your face, never confrontational, but they never stop what they need to do.
Han sido...
It's been nearly 3 decades, 30 years of waiting for this moment to arrive.
Marvin Perez was among a group of students captured by Guatemalan police shortly after Ríos Montt came to power. They were interrogated and tortured. Perez was eventually released. His family left for the U.S. a few months later, and he now lives in Los Angeles. Perez will be following the trial closely. He actually says he's glad Ríos Montt and other military leaders are getting a fair trial.
Today they have the chance to defend themselves, something they denied to so many people.
The tinkling melody of Guatemalan marimba accompanies a recent dinner held in the parking lot of a San Diego apartment complex. A group of Guatemalan expats organized the dinner as a fundraiser to support rural schools back home. More than 1 million Guatemalans now live in the U.S. Thousands of them arrived after fleeing the violence in their home country. Not all are gripped by the trial of their notorious former president, and some here barely knew it was happening. Still, Alonso Mendez remembers the fear that plagued his country in the 80s. Everyone was scared of the army, he says, of their own president, actually. The guy who was supposed to defend the country, he's the one people were most afraid of. Ríos Montt is now 86 years old. If he's convicted, he'll spend the rest of his life under house arrest. Not exactly a stiff punishment for genocide. Still, Bernabeu, the lawyer, says the trial itself is a victory.
I think that is more the symbol of the dictator, the powerful man, being forced to listen to 130 testimonies of how people suffer what this, you know, jerk and his men did. And then, you know, the sentence. And hopefully they pronounce it in a microphone and with the room packed. You know, to me, I think that is the power of that symbol. And that will be there forever.
The trial is expected to last several months. In San Diego, I'm Jill Replogle.